Section 103. Revelation given through Joseph Smith the prophet at Kirtland, Ohio, February 24, 1834. History of the Church, Volume 2, pages 36 through 39. This revelation was received after the arrival in Kirtland, Ohio, of Parley P. Pratt and Lyman White, who had come from Missouri to counsel with the prophet as to the relief and restoration of the saints to their lands in Jackson County.
1 through 4. Why the Lord permitted the saints in Jackson County to be persecuted. 5 through 10. The saints shall prevail if they keep the commandments. 11 through 20. The redemption of Zion shall come by power, and the Lord will go before his people. 21 through 28. The saints are to gather in Zion, and those who lay down their lives shall find them again. 29 through 40. Various brethren are called to organize Zion's camp and go to Zion. They are promised victory if they are faithful.
Verily I say unto you, my friends, behold, I will give unto you a revelation and commandment, that you may know how to act in the discharge of your duties concerning the salvation and redemption of your brethren who have been scattered on the land of Zion, being driven and smitten by the hands of mine enemies, on whom I will pour out my wrath without measure in mine own time. For I have suffered them thus far, that they might fill up the measure of their iniquities, that their cup might be full, and that those who call themselves after my name might be chastened for a little season with a sore and grievous chastisement, because they did not hearken altogether unto the precepts and commandments which I gave unto them. But verily I say unto you, that I have decreed a decree which my people shall realize, inasmuch as they hearken from this very hour unto the counsel which I, the Lord their God, shall give unto them. Behold, they shall, for I have decreed it, begin to prevail against mine enemies from this very hour, and by hearkening to observe all the words which I, the Lord their God, shall speak unto them, they shall never cease to prevail, until the kingdoms of the world are subdued under my feet, and the earth is given unto the saints to possess it for ever and ever. But inasmuch as they keep not my commandments, and hearken not to observe all my words, the kingdoms of the world shall prevail against them. For they were set to be a light unto the world, and to be the saviors of men. And inasmuch as they are not the saviors of men, they are as salt that has lost its savor, and is thenceforth good for nothing but to be cast out and trodden under foot of men. But verily I say unto you, I have decreed that your brethren which have been scattered shall return to the lands of their inheritances, and shall build up the waste places of Zion. For after much tribulation, as I have said unto you in a former commandment, cometh the blessing. Behold, this is the blessing which I have promised after your tribulations and the tribulations of your brethren, your redemption, and the redemption of your brethren, even their restoration to the land of Zion, to be established, no more to be thrown down. Nevertheless, if they pollute their inheritances, they shall be thrown down, for I will not spare them if they pollute their inheritances. Behold, I say unto you, the redemption of Zion must needs come by power. Therefore I will raise up unto my people a man who shall lead them like as Moses led the children of Israel. For ye are the children of Israel, and of the seed of Abraham, and ye must needs be led out of bondage by power and with a stretched out arm. And as your fathers were led at the first, even so shall the redemption of Zion be. Therefore let not your hearts faint. For I say not unto you, as I said unto your fathers, mine angel shall go up before you, but not my presence. But I say unto you, mine angel shall go up before you, and also my presence, and in time ye shall possess the goodly land. Verily, verily, I say unto you, that my servant Joseph Smith, Jr. is the man to whom I likened the servant, to whom the Lord of the vineyard spake, in the parable which I have given unto you. Therefore, let my servant Joseph Smith, Jr. say unto the strength of my house, my young men and the middle-aged, gather yourselves together unto the land of Zion, upon the land which I have bought with money that has been consecrated unto me. And let all the churches send up wise men with their monies, and purchase lands even as I have commanded them. And inasmuch as mine enemies come against you to drive you from my goodly land, which I have consecrated to be the land of Zion, even from your own lands after these testimonies which ye have brought before me against them, ye shall curse them. And whomsoever ye curse, I will curse, and ye shall avenge me of mine enemies. And my presence shall be with you even in avenging me of mine enemies, unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me. Let no man be afraid to lay down his life for my sake, for whoso layeth down his life for my sake shall find it again. And whoso is not willing to lay down his life for my sake is not my disciple. It is my will that my servant Sidney Rigdon shall lift up his voice in the congregations in the eastern countries, in preparing the churches to keep the commandments which I have given unto them concerning the restoration and redemption of Zion. It is my will that my servant Parley P. Pratt and my servant Lyman White should not return to the land of their brethren until they have obtained companies to go up unto the land of Zion by tens or by twenties or by fifties or by an hundred, until they have obtained to the number of 500 of the strength of my house. Behold, this is my will. Ask, and ye shall receive, but men do not always do my will. Therefore, if you cannot obtain 500, seek diligently that peradventure you may obtain 300. And if ye cannot obtain 300, seek diligently that peradventure ye may obtain 100. But verily I say unto you, a commandment I give unto you, that ye shall not go up unto the land of Zion, until you have obtained 100 of the strength of my house to go up with you unto the land of Zion. Therefore, as I said unto you, ask, and ye shall receive. Pray earnestly that peradventure my servant Joseph Smith, Jr., may go with you and preside in the midst of my people, and organize my kingdom upon the consecrated land, and establish the children of Zion upon the laws and commandments which have been and which shall be given unto you. All victory and glory is brought to pass unto you through your diligence, faithfulness, and prayers of faith. Let my servant Parley P. Pratt journey with my servant Joseph Smith, Jr. Let my servant Lyman White journey with my servant Sidney Rigdon. Let my servant Hiram Smith journey with my servant Frederick G. Williams. Let my servant Orson Hyde journey with my servant Orson Pratt, whithersoever my servant Joseph Smith, Jr. shall counsel them, in obtaining the fulfillment of these commandments which I have given unto you, and leave the residue in my hands. Even so, amen.